The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Connect to Success, and I am your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. For the next half hour, I'll be bringing you stories of inspiration, articles as well, to help you to connect to your own success. This is November, Thanksgiving, and that is coming up, so we have a great article concerning that. InfoVision.com, excuse me, no, that's irisvision.com, correction, irisvision.com. Celebrating Thanksgiving, a checklist for the visually impaired. Thanksgiving is indeed one of the most anticipated festive events everyone looks forward to. At its heart, the festive day instills a deep sense of gratitude, synonymous with a day to give thanks and be grateful for everything you have. Though this year's Thanksgiving will be celebrated all around the world in different ways, it gives us more of a reason to be grateful and help our loved ones who are visually impaired or legally blind. Visual impairment can also be a source of deprivation that can limit the vision impaired from enjoying the simplest of things that normal people would casually indulge in. But by no means should we allow anything that's going on around us, or vision loss stop us from the festivities or steal our joy. So let's begin to unfold all the excitement this special holiday has in store for us, which is all about delicious food, breaking bread together, and warm and fuzzy feelings. Thanksgiving preparation checklist for vision impaired. Number one, write a customized greeting card. It's always considered candid and a great gesture to personally write a side note or share a hard handwritten letter, giving it more feel depending on the level of vision. The visually impaired can still pursue this goal by using low vision solutions such as optical, non-optical devices, video magnifier that has the ability to toggle between near and distances, enabling you to adjust the magnification and the contrast to your own liking, a portable tool so you can focus more on the emotion than the technical issues of writing and viewing the text. Soft lead pencils or pens with enhanced contrast can also come in hand, allowing for more creative freedom to be used. Braille raised dots represent the letters of the alphabet. Greeting cards are a meaningful medium to communicate a simple yet beautiful message to a friend or loved one who is visually impaired. Number two, enjoy a blockbuster or a Hollywood classic with family. Watching a Hollywood blockbuster or a classic movie just sounds like the most exciting way to spend quality time with family and friends on a holiday. A whole movie setup comes into play for a movie screening with family and friends gathered around the TV or LED screen in cozy, comfortable pajamas, sharing quilts, just increasing the emotional bond with one another. By choosing the appropriate device, such as the wearable assistive devices, anyone in the family or friends with low vision can also see the same visual broadcast on the screen, enabling them to enjoy watching a movie surrounded by loved ones. Thanksgiving for vision impaired can be made wholesome if they can overcome the limitations of sight to enjoy a TV show. So here are a few devices that can help overcome this limitation, i.e. Iris Vision, Jordy, New Eyes. You can also tune in to watch which one of the turkeys from Corn and Cob will receive the presidential pardon for this year's Thanksgiving holiday or a current football match. Number three, make time to video call your family members and friends abroad. Getting a glance of your favorite cousin or best friend abroad has certainly been a delight to the eyes, and so much more for so many family members that don't get to see those people that are not close and dear to them. And it's subsequent measures such as social distancing that we've had to deal with that has caused a lot of us not to spend time with our family and friends and spend more time on tablets, phones, and computers. So that's a good way for us to continue catching up with those loved ones. This Thanksgiving, a surprise call to a loved one who may be suffering from low vision may be the best decision you've ever taken. The most renowned and popular amongst the disabled community is Zoom. The application is synonymous with providing a consistently high level of access. The comprehensive features provided on Zoom include screen readers, magnification, and captions. WebEx is also one platform that has gained a lot of attention over time. With its bold visual design, people with low vision are able to see as well utilize screen magnification software. Though it may have its demerits, such as its interface elements have missing or confusing labels. Number 4, read your favorite book or magazine. Reading is a way of enjoying being alone without being lonely, be it reading your favorite science fiction or just flipping across your old school yearbook. It has a way of engaging you in the most magical of ways, either through the comfort of your favorite book or through an emotional connection with your favorite characters. But reading can become an awfully daunting task if you suffer from low vision. So here's how you can once again indulge in a spectacular reading experience. Through the use of optical devices, visual impaired have the advantage of benefiting from raised magnification powers along with quality optics, whereas the low vision non-optical devices comprise of reading stands, glare control sunglasses, typoscopes, etc. Electronic magnifying systems, also referred to as CCTV low vision aids, are available in a wide array of sizes and styles, featuring the camera system that magnifies and projects a visual on a monitor. Number 5, prepare a Thanksgiving feast. Thanksgiving can't be complete without a delicious, appetizing feast. It's safe to say that a turkey, roasted, smoked, brined, or fried, takes the center stage at the Thanksgiving feast. The second priority is to prepare the cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, mashed potatoes, and lastly, the quintessential pumpkin pie. With this kind of preparations, the feast cannot, within a single day, thus, with this kind of preparations, the feast cannot be done within a single day. Thus, the luxury of treating yourself with turkey sandwiches, burritos, and casseroles for the rest of the weekend after the holiday. If you're suffering from low vision, then getting your hands on an optical device or a wearable assistive technology headset would be the first prerequisite, even before you go on to buy the ingredients. Through the utility provided by low vision aids, people with low vision can easily read or write lengthy grocery lists, shop for quality products after examination, and finally cook a delicious, amazing feast. Wearable headsets like the Iris Vision allow more mobility due to its portable feature, so you can freely roam around the kitchen, mastering the art of cooking just like Gordon Ramsay. These indoor fun activities are the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year. But it is times like these where one should make a conscious effort to be inclusive and more attentive towards the disabled community. It's best to gather at home and to restrict the number of guests to your immediate household. Still, to break the vicious cycle that limits the vision impaired to celebrate and to enjoy the above mentioned activities. Iris Vision is one such low vision solution equipped with advanced technology that has introduced the components of virtual reality, a wide 70-degree field of view display, sharp colors, clear images with a magnification power of 12 by Zoom, helping visually impaired people regain their sight as well as their independence. Up next is an interesting little story from the CBI.com. It is Talking Turkey. 8 things you didn't know about a turkey's vision. Thanksgiving is a time to gather with family and friends, watch football, and enjoy a bountiful meal prepared by the designated cook. Here's some fun facts you can share with others as you sit down to gobble up your Thanksgiving feast. 8 things you didn't know about a turkey's vision. Number 1, they have color vision. 2, they have poor night vision. 3, they have excellent visual acuity during daylight hours. 4, they lack 3D vision but compensate by bobbing their heads up and down to gather information about their surroundings. 5, they have excellent peripheral vision to alert them of nearby predators. 6, their eyes set apart on opposite sides of their heads, but the fact that they can rotate their necks 360 degrees proves to be a great asset because they can survive the area from all angles. 7, single cone photoreceptors found in a turkey's retina detect light to wavelengths near 400 nanometers, which is in the UVA light range. The ability to see UVA lights help birds when they are detecting prey, selecting a mate, and foraging for food. And 8, hunters should be cautious of washing their clothes with phosphates and other chemicals that whiten or brighten clothes. These artificial brighteners glow a bright blue to turkeys who can see the ultraviolet light as part of the color spectrum. So watch out, gobble gobble. Those turkeys may get away from you this year. And speaking of Thanksgiving, we all don't celebrate it the same way, and we all don't put emphasis on Thanksgiving the same way and do the same things. But we want to talk about celebrating Thanksgiving respectfully. So we have an article from the mixcenter.nl.edu. And it is, again, celebrating Thanksgiving respectfully. Often the only time children learn about Native Americans is during a Thanksgiving celebration. As cute as some traditional activities may be on the surface, such as paper bag Indians and acting the first Thanksgiving, some are misleading and potentially harmful as narratives, even in early childhood settings. So, how can we be respectful of the reality of Thanksgiving for so many Native Americans and not make this holiday too heavy for our own young children? Shift the focus. Focus less on the origin story and more on what the holiday has become. This has the benefit of connecting the holiday to tangible elements in the children's lives. We can do that by talking about being thankful or discussing how traditional foods vary from family to family. Acknowledge the land and the tribes. The first Thanksgiving generally refers to a meeting between the Wampanoag tribe and Plymouth colonists. However, the likelihood is that you are living in an area previously populated by a completely different tribe. This year, honor Native Americans by learning about different tribes and the people that are indigenous to where you live. You can start by looking at different resources. That's a great starting point. If you are having a feast in your classroom, you can practice a land acknowledgement for the kids who are going to school, which may be as simple as saying, "We are gathered here today on traditional Lakota, or your local tribe, or whatever your local tribe is," and you say, "We are gathered here today on traditional," like I said, whatever your tribe is, land. That helps everyone be specific in where they come from. The practice shows respect for indigenous peoples and recognizes their enduring relationships to the land. The practice may also raise awareness about the differences in tribes and, again, help connect the content to the children's lives and experiences more directly. There are so many resources out there that can help you celebrate Thanksgiving and Native American History Month in respectful and meaningful ways. Also, a good way to talk about Thanksgiving and talk about the first Thanksgiving comes from the NationalGeographic.com. The National Geographic Kids has an article to explain the first Thanksgiving to our children. And they say, the first Thanksgiving, Native Americans and early settlers gave thanks together with this historic feast. On the fourth Thursday of November, people in the United States celebrate Thanksgiving, a national holiday honoring the early settlers and Native Americans who came together to have a historic harvest feast. Long before settlers came to the East Coast of the United States, the area was inhabited by many Native American tribes. The area surrounded the site of the first Thanksgiving, now known as Southeastern Massachusetts and Eastern Rhode Island, had been the home of the Winnipeg people for over 12,000 years and had been visited by other European settlers before the arrival of the Mayflower in 1620. The native people knew the land well and had fished, hunted, and harvested for thousands of generations. The people who comprised the Plymouth Colony were a group of English Protestants called Puritans who wanted to break away from the Church of England. The Separatists initially moved to Holland, but after 12 years of financial problem, they received funding from English merchants to sail across the Atlantic Ocean in 1620 to settle in a new world. Carrying 101 men, women, and children, the Mayflower traveled the ocean for 66 days and was supposed to land where New York City is now located. But windy conditions forced the group to cut their trip short and settle at what is now Cape Cod, Massachusetts. As the Puritans prepared for winter, they gathered anything they could find, including Winnipeg supplies. One day, Samoset, a leader of the Abnaki people, and Tisquantum, better known as Squato, visited the settlers. Squato was a Winnipeg who had experience with other settlers and knew English. Squanto helped the settlers grow corn and use fish to fertilize their fields. After several meetings, a formal agreement was made between the settlers and the native people, and in March 1621, they joined together to protect each other's tribes. One day that fall, four settlers were sent to hunt for food for a harvest celebration. The natives heard gunshots and alerted their leader, Massot, who thought the English might be preparing for war. Massot visited the English settlement with 90 of his men to see if the war rumor was true. Soon after their visit, the Native Americans realized that the English were only hunting for the harvest celebration. Massot sent some of his own men to hunt deer for the feast, and for 3 days, the English and Native men, women, and children ate together. The meal consisted of deer, corn, shellfish, and roasted meat, different from today's traditional Thanksgiving feast. They played ball, games, sang, and danced. Although prayers and thanks were probably offered at the 1621 harvest gathering, the first recorded religious Thanksgiving Day in Plymouth happened 2 years later in 1623. On this occasion, the colonists gave thanks to God for rain after a 2-month drought. Now, the myths are Puritans are often thought of having silver buckles on their shoes and wearing somber black clothing. Their attire was actually bright and cheerful with no shoe buckles. The Native Americans actually didn't wear woven blankets or on their shoulders in large feathered headdresses, even though some artworks portray this. And though today we might refer to the Puritans as pilgrims, the Englishmen didn't call themselves that. Native Americans in Thanksgiving. The peace between the Native Americans and settlers lasted for only a generation. The Winnipeg people do not share in the popular reverence for the traditional New England Thanksgiving. For them, the holiday is a reminder of betrayal and bloodshed. Since 1970, many Native people have gathered at the statue of Massot in Plymouth, Massachusetts, each Thanksgiving to remember their ancestors and the strength of the Native tribe. Modern Thanksgiving. In the 19th century, the modern Thanksgiving holiday started to take shape. In 1846, Sarah Josephia Hale, editor of a magazine called Gottes Lady's Book, campaigned for an annual national Thanksgiving holiday. But it wasn't until 1863 when President Abraham Lincoln declared two national Thanksgivings, one in August to commemorate the Battle of Gettysburg during the Civil War, and the other in November to give thanks for general blessings. It's the second one that we celebrate today. Now, also in the National Geographic for kids, they talk about Thanksgiving traditions. People all over the United States celebrate this day in many different ways. Some folks make the holiday special and some don't. Each year, Americans in the United States celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday on the fourth Thursday of November, of course. Most families follow traditions begun on the first Thanksgiving, but many have their own traditions that they follow each year. Here are some common traditions associated with Turkey Day. Travel. Most years, one of the best things about Thanksgiving is spending time with family. Many people live far from family members and travel long distances by car, train, or plane to be with their loved ones. Thanksgiving is often one of the busiest travel days of the year. The turkey pardon. Each year at Thanksgiving, the President of the United States receives a gift of two live turkeys. A White House ceremony, the President traditionally pardons the National Thanksgiving turkeys so they can live on a farm. The feast. Traditional foods are a large part of the Thanksgiving celebrations. Many families include the entire family in the food preparation. Traditional foods include turkey, stuffing, gravy, sweet potatoes, cornbread, mashed potatoes, and cranberry sauce. Many people serve pie for dessert at the end of the meal. Popular pie flavors are pumpkin, pecan, sweet potato, and apple. But here's something I just wanted to think about. The president pardons the turkey for Thanksgiving. So if the turkey gets pardoned for Thanksgiving, why do we have turkey as a traditional meal? Something to think about. Okay, moving back on. Some families choose to serve vegetarian Thanksgiving dinners instead of a stuffed turkey. They might eat vegetarian turkey, which can be made out of tofu. Others eat squash, salads, or other fruit and vegetable dishes. The wishbone. Some pet families include breaking the turkey's wishbone as part of their celebration. The wishbone is found attached to the breast meat in the turkey's chest. After the meat has been removed and the wishbone has been had a chance to become dry and brittle, two people each take one of the bone, make a wish, and pull. Whoever's end up with the larger part of the bone gets their wish. And TV. Many families watch the New York City's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which includes matching bands, floats, songs, and performances from Broadway musicals and giant helium-filled balloons. People like to watch football games. Maybe your family likes to play one outside. And helping others. Thanksgiving is a great time to help out people who might not be as lucky as you. Some people volunteer to serve food at homeless shelters. Others donate to shelters or participate in canned food drives. And after the meal, the food is eaten, the dishes are washed. Now it's time to relax. Some families take bike rides, go on walks, or take naps. Others play board or card games together. Fun facts. A ripe cranberry will bounce. All turkeys and chickens have wishbones. Canadians celebrate their own Thanksgiving every October. Abraham Lincoln declared a national day of Thanksgiving in 1863. We talked about that. And the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held in 1924. And here's a cute little story out of Las Vegas from the rom.news3lv.com. And it's an older story, but I think it still is a cute little story for everyone. Students with the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation whipped up their aprons to prepare Thanksgiving feasts for their families. Visually impaired students showed off their skills from the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation cooking classes to create a tasty lunch. The Thanksgiving feast included an abundance of turkeys, apple pies, potatoes, and more. Families brought the holiday cheer home with a takeout meal kit of their favorite Thanksgiving fixings. The after-school program for cooking continues to educate students on operating kitchen appliances, following a recipe, and creating a delicious meal. That is always a wonderful thing when you can get your kids to participate, and especially kids that are visually impaired, to help cook Christmas. I'm ahead of myself, people. I said Christmas. Thanksgiving dinner. And Christmas, too. So we got another one to look forward to as well. But Thanksgiving right now. And this article comes from accessliving.org, and it's one story about a disability inclusion training specialist who says, wrote a little article on being blind and giving thanks. It's the time of the year when many find themselves reflecting on what they're grateful for. As a person with a disability, I'm grateful for so many things, but not in the way you might think. I'm blind and I use technology every day to go about the business of my life. I'm certainly grateful for the advancements that have been made. I use apps on my phone to do everything from make sure my clothes match to identifying items in my kitchen. I'm able to sit here and type this blog entry with confidence because my screen reader is announcing every letter as I type it. Because of these technologies, I have access to a world that is made to be seen. Without access to public transportation, I wouldn't be able to commute independently. But because of buses and trains and audio props, I can travel to and from work and be confident I'm getting on and off at the right stop. Accessible technology and public transportation didn't happen on their own. The laws requires I have access to public places just like everyone else. And that's truly what I'm most grateful for. The fact that people with disabilities can and should expect access as a standard practice in the United States. With the Americans with Disabilities Act, my world would be much smaller, my life less full, and my outlook less clear. I'm also thankful for the disability rights leaders and advocates that came before us. The people that fought to put the disability rights movement in motion and set the framework for us to build upon. I'm grateful for all those who spoke up in the face of injustice, ensuring that our voices are still heard today. And I'm grateful for the diversity of thought and action that permeates the work we do as the fight for disability rights continues to move forward. There is still a lot of work to be done surrounding disability, access, equity, and inclusion. And we must remember that our rights are not things to be thankful for. They are what we deserve, and they are what we are entitled to. However, when it comes to the leaders who led the way, the work that has moved us forward, and our community refusals to back down, we can and should be thankful. And that came again from a blog from Asia Eisenmenger. She's a disability inclusion training specialist. And before I leave you, I'm going to give you a little bit of fun with some Thanksgiving quotes. The first one comes from Irma Bombeck. She says, I come from a family where gravy is considered a beverage. The second one comes from Charlie Brown. I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast. The third from Nora Ephraim. The turkey, the sweet potatoes, the stuffing, the pumpkin pie. Is there anything else we all can agree so vehemently about? I don't think so. P.G. O'Rourke, Thanksgiving is so called because we are all so thankful that it only comes once a year. Jimmy Fallon, a new survey found that 80% of men claim they help cook Thanksgiving dinner, which makes sense when you hear them consider saying that smells good to be helping. Jim Gaffigan, the Thanksgiving tradition is we overeat. Hey, how about that Thanksgiving? We just eat a lot, but we do that every day. Oh, what if we eat a lot with people that annoy the heck out of us? Well, I hope you enjoyed those little bit of reading. Please stay tuned for more. And thank you for listening to us. We love you.